The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show on this Tuesday. You know, we don't usually publish a show on Tuesday, but we're all home right now, right? We're all under quarantine. We're not able to really leave the house at all. Short drive, short walks. So if you have to head out, I want to tell you about a new podcast that I would love for you to listen to. It's from the folks over at Wondery. You know, they've made some of my favorite podcasts ever. They have a new show out right now. You've got to go and subscribe. I'm going to play a clip for you here in a moment, but you're going to love it. If you love business, and you love how businesses can grow, you're going to love Business Wars. It's their new weekly podcast. Each session digs deep into some of the greatest corporate rivalries of all time, like Facebook versus Snapchat. There was a whole back and forth there. Nike versus Adidas. That's a story I didn't know the history of. On each episode, they give you an inside look at what inspired entrepreneurs to take risks that drove their companies to new heights or straight into the ground. So in this season, Starbucks versus Dunkin', they're following these two Java giants in a war that started brewing back in the 1950s, which I had no idea went back that far. And now it's hotter than ever. Coffee is a $100 billion plus global industry with these two duking it out at the very top. But their battle is about more than just coffee. You're going to hear a clip now from the new Starbucks versus Dunkin' season of Business Wars. But before you do that, make sure you subscribe to Business Wars and their other great podcasts from Wondery, right on the Apple Podcast, Spotify. Ooh, the new Google Podcast app just came out for iOS. So if you like Google Podcasts, that app just came out for your iPhone if you're interested. So, or wherever you're listening right now, just go subscribe to Business Wars, but listen to this clip right now. Stay safe, everyone.
It's 1950 in Quincy, Massachusetts. At 6 a.m. on a cool September morning, a big, genial man named Bill Rosenberg opens his store's glass door. He calls the place Open Kettle. It's the first donut and coffee shop ever to provide seats for its customers. A group of men wait outside, eager for their morning Java. Some are factory workers. Others are salesmen and businessmen. The first to hurry in wears heavy pants and a work shirt.
Morning, Bill. Hey, Marty, ready for the usual? You bet. Coffee with two sugars and two glazed donuts. Gotta have it to start my day.
Rosenberg turns to two men who sport suits, ties, and hats.
Morning, guys. Hey, Bill, know what? Your coffee smells so good it wakes me up before I've had a sip.
The men sit at the low curved counter on leather-topped stools. Rosenberg goes behind the counter. He smiles as he fills their cups with the drink they crave. As soon as the cups are empty, he fills them up again. Above the pot, a wall sign reads, "Ours is the best coffee in the world." Every morning, his shop fills up like this, and it never fails to make him smile. He heads into the kitchen. He loves watching the donut dough cook in the fryer's bubbling oil. When they turn golden brown, cooks whisk them from the fryer with giant spoons. He savors the donut's rich, yeasty fragrance as they cool on metal racks. Beside the racks, deep bowls are filled with frosting in vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and maple flavors. Rosenberg grabs a tablespoon and digs out a taste of strawberry icing, his favorite. Dozens of donuts are iced. Others are dipped in powdered sugar and shot full of cream. Many are stuffed with jelly and succulent flavors. Lemon, blueberry, pineapple, apple spice. Rosenberg picks up a jelly donut. As he bites into it, a big magenta blob squirts onto his shirt. He laughs, wipes it off, and licks it from his finger. There's just one thing about his store that he doesn't like. He calls his staff together.
We're doing great, but I hate the name of the store.
You're the one who named it Open Kettle.
True, true, I'll take the blame. But we need another name. Throw out anything that comes to mind.
How about Mr. Donut? Our best donuts.
Maybe. I feel like we could do better.
I got it. What do you do with a donut and coffee?
You dunk the donut. That's it. Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, it's got a nice ring to it.
But coffee is Rosenberg's true love. To prove it, the big new sign outside his store reads, Dunkin' Donuts, the world's finest coffee. Like every dedicated coffee purveyor who will follow him, Bill Rosenberg is passionate about brewing the perfect cup. An eighth grade dropout, Rosenberg would teach the average Joe to take their cup of Joe more seriously in America. Decades in the future, that passion will take his company where he never imagined it would go, head-to-head with a cross-country rival that becomes a global juggernaut. Starbucks Coffee, Tea, and Spice opens in 1971 in a small store in Seattle's historic Pike Place Market. The store is designed to look slightly nautical. A long wall with wooden shelves displays 30 different kinds of coffee. They sell only coffee beans and the best home coffee machines. But they sometimes offer samples, served in porcelain cups that make the coffee taste even better. Seattle is in an economic downturn, but Starbucks catches on. It's a hit with Seattle citizens who love the idea of savoring their coffee at home, especially on those gloomy days in winter. And Starbucks is the only place in Seattle that offers quality coffee. It catches the attention of a young 28-year-old. From the moment he encounters Starbucks, he and the entire business will never be the same. His name is... That was just a preview of the first episode of Starbucks versus Dunkin' on Business Wars. Subscribe to hear the rest on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now.